请我们翻到路德记。
Can we turn to the book of Ruth?
第三章。
Chapter 3。
路德婆婆拿俄米对她说：“女儿啊，我不当为你找个安息之处，使你享福吗？”
Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, "My daughter, shall I not seek security for you that it may be well with you?"
你与波阿斯的使女常在一处，波阿斯不是我们的亲族吗？他今夜在场上博大卖。
And now is not Boaz our kinsman with whose maids you were? Behold, he winnows barley at the threshing floor tonight.
第五节
Verse 5.
路德说凡你所吩咐的我必遵行。
And she said to her, all that you say I will do.
路德就下到场上照她婆婆所吩咐她的而行。
So she went down to the threshing floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law had commanded her.
第四章
Chapter 4.
第一节波阿斯到了城门坐在那里恰巧波阿斯所说的那致敬的亲属经过。波阿斯说某人呢、啊、你来坐在这里他就来坐下。
Now Boaz went up to the gate and sat down there, and behold, the close relative of whom Boaz spoke was passing by. So he said, turn aside, friend, sit down here. And he turned aside and sat down.
第六节
Verse 6.
那人说这样我就不能赎了恐怕与我的产业有碍你可以赎我所当赎的我不能赎了。
And the closest relative said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I jeopardize my own inheritance.Redeem it for yourself. You may have my right of redemption, for I cannot redeem it.
第九节
Verse 9.
波阿斯对长老和众民说你们今日做见证凡属以利米勒和基连马伦的我都从拿俄米手中只买了。
Then Boaz said to the elders and all the people, You are witnesses today that I have bought from the hand of Naomi all that belonged to Elimelech and all that belonged to Chilion and Mahlon.
又娶了马伦的妻摩亚女子路德为妻好在死人的产业上存留他的名免得他的名在本族本乡灭没你们今日可以做见证
Moreover, I have acquired Ruth and Moabitess, the widow of Mahlon, to be my wife in order to raise up the name of the deceased on his inheritance so that the name of the deceased may not be cut off from his brothers.Or from the court of his birthplace. You are witnesses today.
二十二节，俄贝德生耶西，耶西生大卫。
And to Obed was born Jesse, and to Jesse David.
今天早晨我们看过路德记第一章跟第二章。
This morning we looked at Ruth chapters 1 and 2.
今天晚上我们接着来看第三章跟第四章。
We'd like to continue tonight in chapters 3 and 4.
那为着今天早晨没有来的弟兄姊妹。
Now for the sake of those that did not come this morning.
我们做一个非常快的复习。
We'll do a quick review.
我们知道路德记总共只有四章。
We know that the book of Ruth only has four chapters.
但是每一章都给我们看见路德经过他整个成长的过程里面的一段。
But every chapter shows us a portion of the process of growth.
路德记第一章给我们看见她是外邦，是摩的摩亚的女。
Ruth chapter 1 shows us that she was a Gentile, a Moabitess.
根据神的话，实在她摩亚人都不能。靠近神的会。
Now, according to that time, for 10 generations, the Moabites couldn't enter into the tent of God.
他们永远不可能来到神面前。
They could not enter before the presence of God.
他们与神的约没有关系。
They had nothing to do with the covenant of God.
但是摩亚女子路德。
But the Moabitess Ruth.
她做梦也没有想到她居然会被带到迦南美。
She never imagined that she would be brought into the land of Canaan.
她的前途应该在摩亚。
Her future should have been in Moab.
但是她遇见了路拿俄米一家的人。
But she met the family of Naomi.
她就被吸引住。
She was drawn.
她的眼睛被开启。
Her eyes were open.
本来她只知道偶像。
Before she only knew about idols.
以为偶像是神。
She thought that idols was God.
现在她认识了只有天上的真只有耶和华才是真神。
So now she understood that only Jehovah was the one and true God.
所以她进到这个家，对她来讲，这是一生最大最大的幸福。
So when she entered into this family, it was her greatest blessing of her life.
她从拿俄米的身上。
From the life of Naomi,
认识神
she came to know God.
她知道她的婆婆受了许多的苦
She knew that her mother-in-law suffered much.
但是在这苦难的当中
But in the suffering,
路德能透过拿俄米的苦难看见那位神
Ruth could, through the suffering of Naomi, come to see God.
只有那些又真又活的神。
Only that one and true God,
在拿阿米所经过一切的苦难的当中。
In all the sufferings of Naomi,
所以他知道虽然有苦难，
even though she knew that even though there was suffering,
但是这里有时候有盼望的。
But there was a hope there.
所以后来虽然路德拿阿米带着两个媳妇要回到迦南地。
So when Naomi was going to bring her daughter-in-laws back into the land of Canaan,
我们知道最早的时候拿阿米他拿阿米是在迦南地的。
You know that in the early days she was in Canaan.
他的先生以利米勒就带着他和全家的人就到摩亚地区。
Her husband brought her and his whole family to the land of Moab.
摩亚一面代表咒诅。
On the one hand, the land of Moab speaks of curse.
另一面也代表我们的肉体。
It also speaks about our flesh.
在士师记的时候
，In the time of Judges,
他们曾经在摩亚王的统治底下。
They were under the rulership of the Moab king.
不过他们的脚底下还是迦南地。
But their feet were still upon the land of Canaan.
他们地位没有错。
Their position was right.
不过偶尔他们摔跤了。
But sometimes they would fall.
所以就落在肉体的捆绑底下。
So they fall under the binding of the flesh.
但这次不一样。
But this time was different.
这次他们拣选了摩亚地。
This time they chose Moab.
就像圣经所说的，体贴肉体的就是死。
Just like the Bible says, the mindset on the flesh is death.
不只是一个死。
Not just one death.
是三个死。
It's three deaths.
不止一个寡妇。
Not just one widow.
三个寡妇。
Three widows.
路德记的开始就是从悲剧开始的。
The book of Ruth began with tragedy.
但十年过去了。
But after 10 years,
那么路德听说现在在迦南地有神顾念他的百姓。
Ruth heard in the land of Moab that God was looking after his people, visited his people.
所以他觉得我应该要回去。
So she felt that she should go back.
那你当然要回去。
Of course, Naomi has to go back.
因为她本来就根本不应该离开迦南。
Because she should have never left Canaan.
离开迦南是她的失败。
To leave Canaan was her failure.
离开迦南是她的软弱。
To leave Canaan was her weakness.
所以神用环境，用各种的功课，让她终于醒悟过来。
So God used the environment, other lessons to awaken her.
现在她要回到她自己的故乡。
Now she needs to return to her home.
Now
the two daughter-in-laws followed her.
她回去有原因的。
For her to return, there was a reason.
因为迦南地是她的故乡。
Because Canaan was her hometown.
但是这两个媳妇，她们的前途在根本在摩亚地。
But the future of these two Moabites, it is in the land of Moab.
没有丈夫。
They had no husband.
没有前途。
They had no future.
所以跟拿阿米回去，根本是一条死的道路，也是一条绝路。
So to return with Naomi was a dead end and a way without hope.
结果拿阿米劝他们回去。
So then Naomi encouraged them to go back to their own home.
但圣经说路德舍不得拿阿米。
But the Bible tells us that Ruth clung on to Naomi.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为拿阿米不只是婆婆。
Because Naomi was not just a mother-in-law.
在拿阿米身上代表神的旨意。
Because Naomi represented the will of God.
摩亚挪路德没有做什么事。
Ruth
有这些苦难。
Ruth did nothing to deserve the suffering.
为什么她丈夫死了呢？
Why did her husband have to die?
拿阿米懂。
Naomi understood.
拿阿米的先生也能懂。
Now the husband of Naomi also understood.
因为他们受过神教育。
Because they were taught by God.
但对路德来讲。
But for Ruth,
她嫁给他们没有错。
She married them, it was nothing wrong with
that. 但是当拿阿米受苦的时候，我们的路德也受苦。
But when Naomi suffered, you know that Ruth also suffered.
所以对路德来讲。
So for Ruth,
拿阿米不光代表婆婆。
Naomi was not just her mother-in-law.
拿阿米乃是代表神的旨意。
Naomi represented the will of God.
当神的旨意的名字叫拿阿米甜的时候。
When the will of God is called Naomi or when it's sweet.
你看俄尔巴跟路德他们都愿意跟谁。
Both Orpah and Ruth were willing to follow Naomi.
但是等到神的旨意的名字叫马拉苦的时候。
But when the will of God is called Mara or bitterness.
你看见俄尔巴就回去了。
Then Orpah went back.
但是只有路德紧紧地跟随拿阿米。
Only Ruth will clung on to Naomi.
她许了个愿。
She made a vow.
她对于神的旨意许了个愿。
She made a vow to the will of God.
不要催我回去，不跟随你。
Do not press me to return.
你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。
Because where you go, I will go.
你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住。
Where you lodge, I will lodge.
你的国就是我的国。
Your people shall be my people.
你的神就是我的神。
And your God, my God.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
请记得，
remember,
这里路德就是我们。
Ruth represents us.
这里的拿俄米乃是神的旨意。
Naomi represents the will of God.
我们的生命怎么成长的呢？
How does our life grow up?
第一步，
the first step.
我们是外邦人。
We are Gentile.
我们根本与神的约无关。
We have nothing to do with the covenant of God.
我们怎么可能站在迦南地呢？
How can we stand upon the land of Canaan?
这是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
这证明什么叫恩典。
This proves what grace is.
我是一个蒙恩的人。
I am one who has received grace.
我本来应该下地狱。
I should have gone to hell.
我本来应该是如虫如蛆的人，是不配来到迦南。
I was like a worm. It was not worthy to enter to the land of Canaan.
我做了什么呢？
What have I done?
我蒙了这么大的恩典。
I have received such great grace.
每一个基督一得救都是这样。
All Christians, once they're saved, it's this story.
但是不止这样。
But not only that.
主不只叫我们做门徒，主不只叫我们做信徒。
The Lord not only allows us to be believers.
叫我们信耶稣有永生。
To believe in the Lord Jesus and have eternal life.
他要我们做他的门徒。
He wants us to be his disciples.
他告诉我们说。
But he told us this.
如果你跟随主的话。
If you follow the Lord.
那条路是没有希望的。
That way is not a way of hope.
我们的前途应该在世界。
Our hope should be in the world.
如果你跟随主耶稣的话。
If you follow the Lord Jesus.
你的前途就没有了。
Your hope is gone.
你愿意不愿意。
You have no future. Are you willing?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
路德许了一个愿。
Ruth made a vow.
这个愿就代表门徒所许的愿。
This represents the vow of a disciple.
无论住到哪里。
No matter where the Lord goes.
不管是健康或者是疾病。
Whether healthy or sickness.
或者美名或者恶名。
Or when you have a good name or bad name.
不管怎么样。
No matter what.
我们愿意跟随主到底。
We are willing to follow the Lord until the end.
所以在第一章里面。
So in chapter 1.
你看见路德。他拣选了神的旨意。
You see that Ruth chose the will of God.
她愿意跟随神的旨意。
She is willing to follow the will of God.
她知道。
She knows that.
这条路是死路。
This way is the way of death.
是没有希望的。
There is no hope.
但是她愿意走这条路。
But she is willing to take that way.
所以他们两个人婆婆跟媳妇就到了伯利恒。
So mother-in-law and daughter-in-law came to Bethlehem.
正在他们动手割大麦的时候。
When they were harvesting the barley.
我们知道冬天过了。
Now the winter had passed.
那么等到你动手割大麦，就表示冬天刚刚过。现在呢，要春天就来了。
When you're harvesting the barley, you know that the winter has passed and spring is coming.
那么现在路德来到了从来没有。
Now Ruth came to a place she had never seen before.
她从前听她公公说过。
She heard her father-in-law speak of it before.
她从前听她婆婆说过。
Heard of her mother-in-law speak of it.
也许听她丈夫说过。
Maybe heard her husband speak about.
她读圣经的时候。
When she read the Bible.
她也听说有这么一块美地。
She heard about such a beautiful land.
是流奶与蜜之地。
A land flowing with milk and honey.
哦，但是那块地和她没有分的。
But that land has nothing to do with her.
她生下来是摩亚人。
She was born as a Moabite.
所以根本不可能，他只能远远看那块地。
So she could only behold that land from a distance.
她没有想到有一天会被带到那块地上。
She never imagined that she would be brought into that land.
好了，现在他们来到了这块地。
Now they came to that piece of land.
好像我们蒙恩得救了。
Just like we are saved.
本来我们在世界。
We used to be in the world.
现在我们在基督里。
Now we are in Christ.
这是我们的迦南美地。
This is our Canaan.
但问题在这里。
But the problem is
在世界你知道怎么生活。
In the world you know how to survive.
那你得救以后你怎么生活？
But how do you survive after you believe?
这条路你没有走过。
You've never walked this way before.
这个生活你从来不知道怎么过。
You don't know how to live a Christian life.
那现在呢？
But now,
你看见路德现在要生活怎么办呢？
Now if Ruth is going to survive, how is she going to do it?
按道理应该拿尔米告诉她怎么做。
Naomi ought to be the one to tell her how to do
this. 没有。
No.
现在是路德去告诉婆婆。
It was Ruth who told her mother-in-law.
她说如果我要到田间去，我在谁的面前蒙恩，我就失去麦穗。
And then she said that I'm going to go into the field and whoever sight I find favor, I will glean in his field.
原来路德是认识神话语的。
And actually it turns out that Ruth knew the word of God.
当她读到摩西五经。
When she came to the Pentateuch.
她听说神对那些农场的主人说，哦，你们不要把地田的田每一个田角统统割尽了。
So she saw in the five book of Moses that it says that you, when you harvest the crops, don't harvest everything.
你们要留一下东西在地上。
You should leave some leftovers.
是为着寄居的，为着寡妇的，为着贫穷。
It is left for the sojourners, for the poor and the widows.
神的话对路德来讲。
The word of God for Ruth.
乃是生命
is life.
它不是个客观的东西。
It's not something very objective.
现在这些话能叫他知道怎么生活。
Now these words can allow her to learn how to live.
现在路德来到迦南怎么生活
？So how can Ruth survive in the land of Canaan?
你读神的话
，If you read the word of God,
就告诉你怎么生活。
The Bible tells you how to live.
那么现在问题在这里了。
But the problem is this:
谁能够支取这些话呢
？Who can absorb these words?
寄居的
is the sojourner,
贫穷的
the poor,
寡妇
and the widows.
这就是路德
This is Ruth.
当你支取神的话的时候
When you absorb the word of God,
你要承认你是贫穷
You admit that you are poor.
你承认你是一无所有
You admit that you have nothing.
邻里贫穷的人有福了
Blessed are they that are poor in spirit.
因为天国是他们的
For the kingdom of the heavens are theirs.
这就是路德怎么开始他的生活
This is how Ruth began her walk.
明白吗
You understand that?
什么叫支取麦穗
What does it mean to glean the wheat field?
乃是当人收割的时候还剩下的一点
Is that whenPeople harvest the crops. There are some left over. It is some, just some left crumbs. Here a little bit. Tomorrow a little bit. This hour a little bit. Next hour another bit.
你到什么时候才能是丰富呢?
When can you be abundant?
但是我们的路德是殷勤的。
But we know that Ruth was diligent.
从早到晚她就失去这个麦穗。
From morning till evening, she would glean in the field.
所以到了黄昏的时候。
So when you came to dusk,
她回家的时候。
When she went home,
她可以带个依法的大麦就回到婆婆那里去。
She could bring a whole ephah of barley to her mother-in-law.
不光养活了自己，也养活了婆婆。
Not only sustained herself, but also her mother-in-law.
所以第二章的路德是失去麦穗的路德。
So the second chapter of Ruth is the Ruth that gleaned in the field.
她不光在神面前蒙恩典。
She not only received grace before God.
她学习在人面前蒙恩典。
She learned how to receive grace before man.
这是何等的卑微。
This is how humble.It is.
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord.
我们蒙恩就是从最卑微开始
When we are saved, we start from the lowest point.
因为神赐恩给谦卑的人
Because God gives grace to those who are humble.
神阻挡骄傲的人
God is against those that are proud.
当你失去麦穗的时候
When you glean in the field,
你是最谦卑的
You are the most humble.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗
You see that?
因着路德被带到零的地步
Because Ruth was brought to the point of zero.
所以现在路德是丰富的
But now Ruth is abundant.
结果圣经告诉我们，他不经意的，刚好就到了波阿斯的田里。
And then and here it says that Ruth somehow happened to come upon the field of Boaz.
波阿斯是个大财主。
Boaz was a wealthy man.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
结果他来到了他的田里。
So she came into the fields of Boaz.
结果没有想到。
And unbeknownst to her,
引起了波阿斯的注意。
She drew the attention of Boaz.
那波阿斯才明白过来。
Then Boaz understood.
原来他就是。老早听说她跟着婆婆拿阿米来到伯利恒的。
That she had heard how Ruth came back from Moab, the land of the Moabites with Naomi.
然后他们中间有一段的对话。
And then there was a dialogue in between them.
这个对话很重要。
This dialogue is very important.
一面我们一面波阿斯知道说他向着他婆婆所行的一切。
So on the one hand, Boaz knew of the story of what Ruth did to
Naomi.
How she left her own parents.
他怎样离开本地。
How she left her land.
像亚伯拉罕一样。
Just like Abraham.
现在居然来他们所不认识的百姓的当中。
She came to a people that she did not know.
那么弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
在原来看这是没有希望
From man's perspective, this is hopeless.
你觉得这个故事还有发展下去的可能吗
Do you think that there is a possibility of development of the story?
这里波阿斯有解释
But now Boaz has an explanation.
这里的波阿斯乃是代表我们的主
Now Boaz represents our Lord.
我们是路德
We are Ruth.
波阿斯乃是我们的主
Boaz is our Lord.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
当你在波阿斯的场上失去麦穗的时候
When you are gleaning in the fields of Boaz,
我们的主都看见
Our Lord saw all of it.
圣灵把我们的种种都报告给我们的主。
The Holy Spirit explained everything in case of the Lord.
现在我们的主解释。解释这个布鲁德的遭遇。
Now our Lord explains what happened to Ruth.
那么路德的感觉，我不过是蒙恩典就是了。
Ruth felt somehow that oh I have but received grace.
但是呢，我们的波阿斯说的更多。
But we know that Boaz said much more.
那这一段话。That, 就去第三章就打了一个很重要的底。
That, what she said actually established an important foundation for the chapter 3.
许多人读第三章就不明白。
Many people, when they come to chapter 3, they don't understand it.
第一章你能懂。
You can understand chapter 1.
外邦的女子。
A Gentile woman.
摩亚的女子。
Moabitess.
第二章的女主，你能懂。
Chapter 2 you can understand.
是税的女子。
It's a gleaning woman.
蒙恩典的女子。
A woman that received grace.
第三章我们就不懂了。
Chapter 3 we don't understand.
第三章的故事对我们来讲完全不明白。
Chapter 3 is a complete unknown to us.
所以如果你不懂的第二章。
If you don't understand Chapter 2.
你不知道第二章跟第三章原来连在一起。
If you don't understand that Chapter 2 and 3 are related.
你需要用波阿斯对路德所说的话。
You have to use what Boaz said to Ruth
来解释那个晚上,
to explain that night
在那个场上所发生的故事,
what happened in that field.
请大家记得,
everybody remember
圣经里面有好几个夜,
there are many nights in the Bible.
那么在路德记第三章那个夜是非常重要的夜,
and the night in chapter 3 of Ruth is a very important night.
那是路德一生的转捩点。
That was the turning point in the life of Ruth.
所以当我们读第三章的时候,
so when we read Ruth chapter 3,
你知道说这是整个四章圣经里面最重要的一章。
You know that amongst the four chapters, chapter 3 is the most important.
但是第一它很容易叫别人误会。
But on the one hand, it allows many people to misunderstand it.
以为说这里是不是有一些 暧昧的事情，不光明的事情。
They think that there is something inappropriate in this chapter 3.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
但是同时如果你明白这一章圣经,
but on the other hand, if you understand this chapter,
你知道那个解释是在第二章,
you know that the explanation is in chapter 2.
所以今天早晨我们把它解释了。
So this morning we explained it.
但等一等我们可以再重复一下。
But later on we can repeat it.
但是不管怎么样,
no matter what,
你知道说当路德在那打麦穗的时候,
you see that when Ruth was gleaning in the field.
她觉得只要能够拾取麦穗就好了。
She felt that somehow if she could collect some wheat, it would be enough.
就好像迦南的妇人对主耶稣说,
it's just like the Canaan woman who said to the Lord,
狗也吃主人桌子上掉下来的碎渣,
that dogs will even eat the crumbs that fall off the table.
她承认自己是狗,
she admits she's a dog.
她没有爬到桌子上去吃那块饼,
she didn't climb up to the table to eat of the bread.
迦南是代表那块那个桌子,
the land of Canaan represents that table.
主耶稣就是那块饼,
our Lord Jesus is that bread.
主耶稣说不好拿儿女的饼给狗吃,
the Lord Jesus is not good for you to give the bread to the dog.
那个狗在原文是玩具的狗,
in the original, that dog, word dog, is a toy dog.
但是迦南夫人怎么说呢?
But what did the Canaanite woman say?
狗也是桌上掉下来的碎渣,
that even the dog eats of the crumbs of that table.
我没有到迦南地,
I didn't go to the land of Canaan. You came to our place.
我们在桌子底下,
we are beneath the table.
结果饼从桌上掉在桌下来,
and then the crumbs fell off from the table to the ground.
对我来说我只要能吃到碎渣就可以,
but for me, just to have the crumbs is enough.
我就已经满足了,
I'm satisfied.
我只要能在桌底下能吃到碎渣我就高兴了,
I just need to have the crumbs beneath the table and I'm satisfied.
所以主耶稣这个人的信心是大的,
so the Lord Jesus said this woman's faith is great.
不止迦南夫人,
not only the Canaanite woman,
你知道是这个, 你知道路德也是这样,
you know Ruth was this way as well.
我能够拾取麦穗就可以了,
I just need to glean some wheat and I'm satisfied.
结果没有想到波阿斯邀请到他们的桌子跟前,
but you didn't imagine that Boaz invited her to eat with him.
把饼给他,
gave her bread.
把醋给他,
gave her the vinegar.
那个醋在古时候就是酒,
that vinegar in ancient times was the wine.
有饼有酒, 这就代表主的桌子,
it's the bread and the cup, it represents the Lord's table.
我们以为在主的桌子底下就好了,
we think that we just need to be beneath the Lord's table.
但是不,
but no,
你看主邀请我们来他的桌子面前,
the Lord invites us to his table.
所以他们就把烘干的麦穗就给了他吃,
so he gave her the roasted grain.
我们的主就是麦子,
our Lord is the wheat.
他在十字架上是被烘了的碎子,
on the cross he was the one that was roasted.
你看见吗?
You see that?
结果路德就接受了,
and then Ruth accepted it.
他就吃饱了,
then she was filled.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and
sisters, 我们每天都是因着十字架在我们这样的工作, 我们是饱足的,
every day because of the work of the cross it allows us to be satisfied.
现在我们能够起来再拾取麦穗了,
now we can raise up and take up of that.
等到他走了以后,
after he left,
你知道,
then Boaz said of Ruth two things.
如果路德在捆里面是, 这个失去麦穗你也可以容他,
if Ruth is going to take some from the sheaf, let her do it.
还有你们要从捆里面故意的拿出一些的麦子来把它丢在地上,
and you should leave some of the collection of the sheaf and purposely throw some on the ground for her to collect.
The handful of purpose, 这个就是故意这样一把给他,
it's a handful of purpose. Then you know that this was purposely left for Ruth.
所以路德从早晨到晚上,
so from morning till evening,
她终于能够堆积的一些丰富带回家去,
so she would collect some of the fullness and bring it home.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们蒙恩得救以后,
after we're saved,
我们读经也好,
whether we study the Bible,
我们祷告也好,
whether we pray,
我们聚会,
whether we go to
meeting,
whether we study spiritual books,
我们就是在波阿斯场上,
we are there gleaning in the fields of Boaz. We just study a little bit. We are full of joy. One verse can allow us to rejoice for a whole week. When we are in the deepest suffering, one verse comforts us. Maybe a brother's prayer comforts us. Or maybe the preacher says something that comforts us. In the meeting, and maybe you're sleeping for most of the meeting. Very few of you are doing this. I'm not saying it, but talking about you. Some people spend most of the time sleeping, but just one word, one phrase, when he wakes up, then it became his abundance and fullness. So, brothers, every believer is a glean, a one who gleans in the field. We are like Ruth.
So,
so in grace we grow up.
好了,
so now we come to the last part of chapter 2.
那么,
so she told everything to her mother-in-law.
她婆婆才晓得,
then her mother-in-law knew that her daughter-in-law had come to the fields of Boaz.
太稀奇了,
it's amazing. Because Boaz was a close relative.
是 kinsman, 是他一个非常非常接近的一个亲戚,
a kinsman.
那这就非常重要了,
this is very important.
因为对Naomi来讲,
because for Naomi,
如果路德是在波阿斯的场里面来失去麦穗的话,
if Ruth was bringing in the fields of Boaz,
那么这个就是波阿斯的，这就是路德的明天。
This is the future of Ruth.
路德的盼望,
the hope of Ruth,
不是在别的田里,
is not in other fields,
那是在那块田里,
but was in that field.
那,
now let me mention another point.
你还记不记得圣经说路德舍不得拿俄米?
Remember the phrase that Ruth gleaned onto Naomi.
舍不得这个字啊,
the word gleaning,
就是紧紧连于拿俄米.
So the word clean means the union with Naomi.
他们两个是难分难舍.
They cannot be separated.
那么这个就是在创世纪第二章那里.
That is found in Genesis chapter 2.
人要离开父母.
Man has to leave his father and mother to be united with his wife. The relationship between the man and the woman is that of you cannot separate them. That word cleave represents union. It's a strong word. So this shows us that Ruth clinged on to Naomi. This word actually appears three times. So this is a special feature of the book of Ruth. You understand? Here it was one mentioned once. Another place was chapter 2, verse
8.
Listen carefully, my daughter. Do not go to glean in another field. But didn't the word of God tell us not to love the world? This world is the other field. Don't go to the other field to glean. But don't leave this place. Don't leave this field. This field is Boaz's field. So do not leave this field. In the original, this meant you are to cling to this field. You're cleaving to this field is the same as Adam was cleaved to Eve. Your union with this field ought to be the same as Ruth could not be separated from Naomi. This is the second mention. The third mention. I actually said it incorrectly this morning. I have to correct myself. Chapter 2, verse 21.
摩亚女子路德说, 她对我说, 你要紧随我的仆人, 失去麦穗。
Then the Ruth, then Ruth the Moabite said, furthermore, he said to me, you should stay close to my servants until they have finished all my harvest.
等到他们收完了我的庄稼。
Until they have finished all my harvest.
那这里紧随我的仆人。
You should stay close to my servants.
那个词和舍不得是一个字。
That word, you should stay close.Is that word clean or clean? It's the same word as you should clean yourself to this field. This word speaks of union, brothers and sisters.
You know, the whole book of Ruth is to us the last Ruth and Boaz.
Now, the whole book of Ruth tells us about the union of Boaz and
Ruth.
Their union of marriage is the most beautiful conclusion. In the beginning of Ruth, it's tragedy. But you come to the end, it's a beautiful end. That love is the love between Boaz and Ruth. It's full of this love. But we cannot see this word love in the book of Ruth, brothers and sisters. This book is so beautiful. The love between us and the Lord. In the field of Boaz, we glean in the field. But brothers and sisters, in the beginning, you only glean from the field. But what is it at the end? The end was that Boaz was united with Ruth.
代表什么?
What does that represent?
代表我们与基督的联
合。It represents our union with Christ.
保罗说我们在基督里。
Paul said we are in Christ.
基督也在我们里。
Christ is in us.
这就是与基督联结。
This is to be united with Christ.
这个真理太深了。
This truth is too deep.
我们不大懂。
We cannot understand it.
所以圣经就用路德记来做解释。
So the Holy Spirit uses the book of Ruth to explain
that. 当你看见说路德跟波阿斯终成眷属的时候。
So you see when Boaz and Ruth are united.
那么现在你知道说这是最美丽的结局。
You see that this is the most beautiful ending.
路德嫁给波阿斯。
Ruth married to Boaz.
就代表我们已经许配给了基督。
Represents how we have been betrothed to Christ.
弟兄姊妹，今天有一个连接叫做与基督的连接。
Brothers and sisters, there's a union today called the union with Christ.
圣经告诉我们说。
The Bible tells us.
丈夫与妻子这是奥秘。
Now the husband and the wife, this is a mystery.But what did Paul say?
我乃是指着基督与他的教会来说。
I'm referring to Christ and the church.
所以丈夫与妻子中间的联合。
So the union between husband and wife.
那就说明教会与基督中间的联合。
It speaks about the union between the Christ and the church.
感谢主。
Brothers and sisters,
我们是路德。
We are Ruth.
波阿斯是基督。
Boaz is Christ.
我们与他有最美丽的连接。
We have the most beautiful union with him.
你怎么解释这件事?
How do you explain this?
在你明白这件事以前。
Before you understand.All of there are three things.
第一,
First,
你要舍不得拿俄米。
You have to cling to Naomi.
Naomi 代表神的旨意。
Naomi represents the will of God.
所以与基督联合的第一步是连于神的旨意。
So union with Christ, the first step is union with the will of God.
你喜爱神的旨意吗?
Do you love the will of God? Brothers and sisters,
我不是问说你明白不明白。
I don't ask, do you understand the will of God?
但是问题你喜爱不喜爱神的。
Do you love the will of God?
如果他的名字叫做甜，你当然跟随他。
Of course, if it's name means sweet, you will indeed love it.
如果他的名字叫马拉是苦的话，你还跟不跟随？
But if that will is represented by Mara or bitterness, will you still love that will?
你能不能有一个愿像路德那样？
Can you have a vow of Ruth?
这叫什么？
What is that?
这叫连于神的旨意。
This is union with the will of God.
一点不抽象，弟兄姊妹。
It's not abstract at all.
与基督联合，第一步是什么？
Union with Christ, the first step is
就是连于神的旨意。
It's to be united with the will of God.
第二步，
the second step,
你要舍。
You have to cling on to this field. Don't leave this field. This field is Boaz's field. This speaks of the unsearchable riches of Christ. The first step is union with the will of God. Second step is union with the fullness of Christ. This is grace. When I unite with his fullness, I didn't say all belongs to me.
点点,
I just glean a little bit.
圣经这么丰富,
the Bible is so abundant. I only understand a little bit.
一点点叫我喜乐了,
this little bit caused me to be joyful. Caused me to be satisfied.
我何等蒙恩的人,
I am so blessed.
不要爱世界,
don't love the world.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你要舍不得这里,
you have to cling to this land.
不是世界不可爱,
it's not that the world is not lovely. But it's that Christ is even lovelier than all the world. You understand? So do not leave here. Your future is here. Your reward is here. This is the second step. The third step. Boaz said to Ruth,
他对我说,
he said to me,
你要记谁我的仆人?
You have to cling to my servant.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, what does that mean?
我们第一要连于神的旨意,
the first step is to unite with the will of God. Second step is to be united with the fullness of Christ.
第三,
the third is that you have around you some lovely saints.
你应当连于众圣徒,
you have to be united with the saints around you.
没有一个人可以单独的,
no one can be an individual. In New Zealand, there's more sheep than people. Why does the Bible use the sheep to represent Christians? He said, you little flock, do not be afraid. The church in history is like a little flock. Don't be afraid. Because God is willing to grant his kingdom to you. Because lambs love to be in groups. A lamb cannot survive on its own. So what does it mean to be united with Christ? United with all the saints. So what did Paul say? So you have to understand with all the saints the height, the depth, the length, and the width of the love of Christ. You can understand the love of God by yourself. But the love of God is as broad as the ocean.
那么弟兄姊妹,
only when you are with all the saints, on the one hand, you cannot not have the Lord. On the other hand, you cannot not have your brothers and sisters. So he said to me, you are to cling onto my servants until they have finished all my
heart.
Not only do you study the Bible individually, of course, when you study individually, you can understand it. But the Holy Spirit says, do not forsake the assembling together. Why? Because many verses in the Bible you don't understand until you come to the meeting. When the brother speaks on the altar, you can understand. So some people, when they pray, you understand. So now you see. Now for Christians to grow up, you cannot stop assembling together.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, you have to cling on to my servants until they have finished all my harvest. Until they have finished all my harvest. Until the will of the farmer is completely finished.
Now,
it's very clear.
所以这就是第二章的,
this is the story of chapter 2.
那么现在到了第三章,
now I've come to chapter 3.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是最重要的一章,
this is the most important chapter.
这一次是路德,
this time is Naomi speaking to Ruth. My daughter, shall I not seek security for you?
使你享福吗?
That I may be well with you?
在原文意思就是说,
in the original, it means, shall I not seek a place of rest for you? Today you are a woman that received grace. But you have no rest.
不错,
it's true, when you have much grace, when you have all of these blessings, you lack one thing.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
一个蒙恩典的人,
one who has received grace, after he has gone through a process, he will come to a condition. This condition is to not have rest.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, everyone can express to you, they have received much grace.
是恩典叫他长大的,
Grace caused them to grow up. But brothers and sisters, you know that? The more you receive grace, the more you're afraid to lose grace. God has blessed you so much. So many children.
They
give you a house and a car. Brothers and sisters, aren't we those who glean in the field? The house,
两个房子,
two homes,
一个车子,
one car,
两个车子,
two cars,
这么多的祝福,
all of these blessings.
你看见吗?
You see that?
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
一切都是主的恩典,
all of the grace of God.
不错,
it's true, we ought to dwell in the grace of God.
慢慢的,
but slowly,
有一天你会,
one day,
忽然就醒过来,
one day you wake up,
你在想说,
you would think, may this grace always be with me. Especially in the process of your growth. Because you depend on this grace. You depend on this grace to grow up. When you have fellowship with the Lord, it's full of joy. You treasure that feeling. When you study the Bible, when you come close and have fellowship with the Lord, that joy cannot be replaced. So after you've been saved for a period of time, you are full of feeling, full of joy, full of grace. But now you're also full of fear. Because in the process of growth,
你知道有一天,
there's one day
你要更往前走一步,
when you're going to take one step further.
明白吗?
You understand that? Grace is visible.
感觉是感觉得到的,
feeling is experienceable. But when the Lord wants us to walk this way,
不是凭着眼见,
it's not to walk by sight, but by faith.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
只有当你凭着信心过生活的时候,
only when you live by faith. Now can you grow up? Brothers and sisters, you understand that. But when you are a child, an infant, that phase is important. Now in the womb of in the arms of the mother, you not only see the smiling face of the mother, the mother's milk can satisfy our needs. But brothers and sisters, but one day that infant needs to grow up. She does need the milk of the mother. That we do need this grace. But we're afraid to lose this grace. Because we rejoice too much in this grace. We're too satisfied. We lie in green pastures. We are beside still water. We wish that all of our lives we can spend next to that. All Christians have this experience. We all have the experience of gleaning. We all have experienced receiving grace.
恩典越多,
the more grace we have, we think that this is enough. We don't have to improve. But brothers and sisters, the Lord wants to bring us a step further. Because when you come to chapter 3, you see we need to take one more step. Now Ruth has to go further. When you continue further, you slowly grow up.
所以这个时候呢,
at this time,
这个路德, 婆婆就说了,
then the mother-in-law said, should I not seek a place of rest for you, brothers and sisters?
一个真正属灵的人,
a truly spiritual person
不是一天到晚忙着失去麦穗,
is not gleaning all day long. This is very important.
有的时候我们忙连,
sometimes we're so busy we don't even have time to study the Bible.
太成功了,
our work is too successful. Too many brothers and sisters, we're so busy doing many things, but we have no rest in us, brothers and sisters. But on the other hand, we're afraid to lose all of this grace. We forgot. The one who gives grace is the Lord. But the one who keeps the grace is the Lord also. So brothers and sisters, when do we have rest? Is that when we move a step further? So what is the recommendation of the mother-in-law? Is not Boaz our kinsman? Behold, he winnows barley at the threshing floor tonight. Now this floor is a threshing floor.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, we have received much grace. But where is the Holy Spirit going to lead us? Lead us to the place where Boaz is.
那今天晚上,
tonight,
Boaz 要在打麦的场上,
Boaz was going to be on the threshing floor.
而且他在那里播大麦,
he's going to be there winnowing the barley.
这是两个故事家里,
the two stories added together.
什么叫大麦场呢?
What is the threshing floor?
要当你麦子, 混成捆以后,
so after you have collected the wheat into sheaves,
现在呢, 不是,对不起, 当你在那里, 这个收取庄稼的时候,
after, when you are harvesting,
你有, 那你就知道说现在我们知道你有的麦子是麦壳跟麦粒混在一起的。
Now some of the wheat is that the husk and the wheat itself is collected together. But only the wheat can provide the need. The husk cannot satisfy the need of people. So that husk represents our flesh. That wheat represents Christ himself. So brothers and sisters, so as the wheat grows up, it needs to go to the threshing floor.
打麦场什么意思?
What is the threshing floor?
就是农夫用打粮的器具。
Is that the farmer uses threshing equipment.
那这个打粮的器具常常有很尖锐的牙齿。
Now this threshing equipment has very sharp little edges.
然后等到打粮的器具经过这些麦子的时候,
and as this equipment goes through on top of the wheat,
这是个很痛苦的过程。
It's a tough process.
它把麦粒跟麦壳就分开了。
It separates the husk from the wheat.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
每一个基督徒,
all Christians,
迟早有一天你要在波阿斯的大麦场上,
sooner or later you'll go to the threshing floor of Boaz.
你明白吗?
You understand that?
所以这是一幅很重要的图画。
This is a very important picture.
我们蒙了许多的恩典,
we receive much grace,
但是我们身上可能有许多的掺杂。
But on us we have much mixture with us.
你看一面我们有麦粒, 一面有麦壳。
On the one hand we have the wheat, but we also have the husk.
所以需要让十字架在我们
so we need the cross to do a deeper work in us.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你失去麦穗是充满恩典的,
for you to glean the field, it's full of grace.
失去麦穗是一种的享受,
to glean the wheat is the enjoyment,
是一种的快乐,
it's a joy.
但是是经过苦痛苦, 叫麦子跟麦粒分开的,
but you need to go through suffering for the husk to separate from the wheat.
但是不光这样,
but not only that,
当你在那里收拾庄稼的时候,
when you are there harvesting the field,
还有许多的糠, 许多的dust,
there's much dust there.
所以这个时候, 弟兄姊妹, 你看有麦子, 有糠,
you'll see that there is the wheat and there's also dust there.
那么你要糠, 你要麦子, 你不要糠,
you want the wheat but you don't want the dust.
所以那天晚上,
so that night,
我们知道伯利恒一定有比较高一点的地方,
so there is a place that's a little higher in Bethlehem,
那就是大麦场,
and that is the threshing floor.
那为什么到了晚上呢?
Why is it at night?
因为到了晚上的时候, 晚风会吹来,
because at night you have the night wind that comes.
所以当晚风吹的时候,
so as the night wind comes,
波阿斯和他的工人就可以把那个麦子大麦就往空中扬去,
so what they would do is take the barley and cast it in the air,
那用簸箕把它扬出去,
and cast it into the air using a special
instrument.
And then all the dust gets blown away by the wind.
明白吗?
You understand?
现在, 波阿斯在农场上做这个工作,
so this is the work that Boaz was doing.
那现在如果路德要寻找安息的话,
now if Ruth is going to look for a place of rest,
你看安息在哪里能, 哪里能够找得到呢?
Where can you find rest?
很清楚的,
very clearly,
那是波阿斯的大麦场,
is in the threshing floor of Boaz,
也是波阿斯播大麦的地方,
is also where Boaz was there winnowing the barley.
什么时候我们的糠被除去,
whenever our dust is removed from us,
那代表我们的罪,
it represents our sin.
什么时候我们的麦壳被除去,
when our husk is removed,
这代表我们的肉体,
it represents our flesh.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你就得着安息,
then you can receive rest.
主耶稣说,
the Lord Jesus said,
但劳苦担重担的,
those who are heavy laden can come to me, and I'll give you rest for your soul. Because I am gentle. Where is the Lord gentle and humble? On the cross he was gentle and humble. So brothers and sisters,
波阿斯的大麦场,
so this is the threshing floor of Boaz. Is this also the place where Boaz is doing the winnowing work.
所以现在你看见, 如果我们要享受安息,
so if we want to enjoy rest,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
要柔和, 要心里柔和, 谦卑, 学主的样式,
we have to be gentle and humble to imitate Christ. So then we can receive rest.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
下面就这个故事,
then the story that follows is this. How do we receive rest?
在第二章,
Chapter 2,
我们和神的恩典发生关系,
we are related with the grace of God.
神的祝福发生关系,
we are related with the blessing of God.
我们像婴孩一样躺在母亲的怀里,
we are like children resting in the mother's
我们要,
arms.
我们渴慕母亲的奶,
we long for the milk of the mother.
我们渴慕那个供应,
we long for that provision.
但是弟兄,
but brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
You see that?
当你要长大的时候,
when you are going to grow up,
你现在害怕起来,
now you start to be afraid.
你当心失去,
you're afraid to lose that grace. You have no rest then.
但是弟兄,
but brothers and sisters, you have to learn a lesson. This lesson is very important. So that is what occurred on that threshing floor. If we have read the story that follows,
有的人就觉得,
some people feel, why is it described this way?
Now,
in chapter 3, does it refer to some inappropriate activity that occurred? Now, today when we study the Bible, we often use the Western mind to study it. Now, you remember, that environment of that time was all Eastern. It's a very conservative society, not open society. So it's impossible for there to be inappropriate activity here. On the one hand, the mother-in-law encouraged the daughter-in-law to do this. And then Ruth also said, whatever you command me, I will do. So how do we understand what happened that night?
我们知道说,
so we know when they were winnowing the barley, so then the owner of the farm would go and sleep together with all of the servants in that field.
Space,
so that threshing floor was a public space. People can come and go in that.
你看见吗,
it's a great threshing floor. But because you have to winnow the barley at night, so not just the servants are working there.
那么主人也到那里工作,
the owners will also be working there.
而且因为收成已经收割完了,
but because they finished the harvest already. So now they're doing the work of winnowing the barley.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你知道吗, 这代表什么?
What does that mean?
你如果读第二章最后的时候,
if you read the end of chapter 2,
圣经说, 路德与波阿斯的使女常在一处拾取麦穗,
so she stayed close by the maids of Boaz in order to glean until the end of the barley harvest and the wheat harvest.
这什么意思?
What does that mean?
他们收大麦的时候,
when they collect the barley,
大麦出熟的时候,
when the barley, the first fruits of the barley,
刚好是逾越节的时候,
is right during the Passover time.
经过50天以后,
after 50 days,
那就是五旬节,
then you have the Pentecost.
五旬节什么意思呢?
What does the Pentecost mean?
到了那个时候,
that day,
不光大麦收成了,
not just do you have the harvest of the barley,
小麦也收成了,
you also have the harvest of the wheat.
你明白吗?
You understand?
所以现在很清楚了,
so now it's very clear.
到了第三章,
to chapter 3,
很明显是五旬节的,
because of chapter 3 it's very clear, it's the Pentecost.
你明白吗?
You understand that?
工作已经完毕,
the work is finished.
什么叫五旬节?
What is the Pentecost?
你还记不记得?
Do you remember?
主耶稣为我们钉在十字架,
our Lord Jesus was crucified for us,
为我们完成了救赎,
he finished the work of salvation.
第三天从死里复活,
the third day he rose from the dead.
那么他就是出熟的果子,
now he is that first fruit.
你从出熟的果子那天算起五十天,
so from the first day of the first fruit and you count 50 days,
那就是
That is the Pentecost.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
等到了五旬节,
when you came to the day of Pentecost,
it
not only speaks about our Lord dying but also resurrecting. He also ascended.
到了五旬节的时候,
on the day of Pentecost,
圣灵浇灌下来,
the Holy Spirit was sent down.
那两块饼,
the two loaves,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
已做用油已做成饼了,
and that oil had made it into one bread.
所以在五旬节的教会就诞生了,
so on the day of Pentecost, the church was born.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
我们虽然蒙恩得救了,
even though we are saved,
圣灵今天要把安息赐给我们,
the Holy Spirit wants to give us peace.
把我们带到了波阿斯的大卖场,
to bring us into the threshing floor of Boaz.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
工作已经完成了,
the work is finished.
所以到了晚上的时候,
so at night,
地面在黄昏的时候,
on dusk,
现在,
now you are not there tilling the ground, and not to collect the harvest, and that you're not threshing the wheat. So all you do is you throw the barley up into the air to remove all the dust, brothers and sisters. This is what the Holy Spirit is doing today. The work of the cross is finished.
所以你看见吗? 波哈斯他就, 吃喝完了,他心里欢畅,
so after Boaz had eaten and drunk and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of grain.
但是不要忘记,
don't forget,
所有他的仆人,
all his servants,
都睡在麦堆的旁边,
all were sleeping over there in the threshing floor.
一面是他们的仆人,
on the one hand, these are Boaz's servants.
但是不要忘记,
on the other hand,
同时他们也是保护他们的主人,
they also protect their owner.
所以你懂吗?
So you understand that?
所以波阿斯躺在那里的时候,
so as Boaz was sleeping there,
其他的仆人都像 都像这个辐射性的 radiation 那个辐射性的就躺在他的脚前,
so they all dispersed right around him. So all that before his feet are his servants. When they lie down, they lie down like the rays of the sun spreading outward. And they radiated outside from Boaz.
不要忘记,
brothers, that is an open area. So under such circumstances, there's no such possibility of inappropriate behavior. But why do we have this story? This story is very important.
你知道波阿斯,
婆婆怎么对他说呢? You know what did the mother-in-law say to the daughter-in-law?
她告诉她说,
she told her, it says, do not make yourself known to the man until he has finished eating and drinking. When he is sleeping, when he lies down, that you shall notice the place where he lies. And you shall go and uncover his feet and lie down. Then he will tell you what you should do. What does that mean?
这个农场不光是打麦场,
this field is not just a threshing floor.
你要看准一个地方,
you have to find one place.
那个就是波哈斯睡着的地方,
is the place where he lies down.
那你要掀开他脚上的被,
you have to uncover his feet.
你躺卧在那里,
and lie down.
换句话说,
in other words,
那些仆人怎么躺在,
how do the servants lie before Boaz?
你也是其中的一个,
you are also one of them.
现在你不光是波阿斯睡的女子,
you are not just one who gleans in his field.
现在你有一个地位,
now you have a position.
这个地位是谁呢?
What is that position?
所以等到半夜忽然醒过来的时候,
so in the middle of night, all of a sudden she woke up.
你是谁?
Who are you?
这个时候路德怎么回答呢?
And what did Ruth respond?
他说我是你的婢女路德。
He said, I am Ruth, your maid.
请记得,不要忘记,
remember, brothers and sisters. That's why she lied at his feet.
她像所有的仆人一样,
she lied at his feet, just like all the other servants.
你是谁呢?
Who are you?
我是你的婢女路德。
I am Ruth, your maid.
第一章,她是,
chapter 1, she is the daughter of Moab.
第二章,
second, she is the woman that's gleaning on the field.
第三章, 她像所有的仆人一样,
chapter 3, she is the maid. 弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？You understand that?
那不要忘记,
don't forget.
这个婆婆怎么说呢?
What did the mother-in-law say?
睡的时候,
when he lies down. You are to notice when he lies down. Uncover his feet.
躺卧在那里,
and lie down.
做什么呢? 他必告诉你,
then he will tell you what you shall do.
换句话,
in other words,
路德需要启示,
Ruth needs revelation.
需要波阿斯把一些事告诉他,
Ruth needs Boaz to tell her something.
我们蒙恩得救了,
after we are saved,
我们失去了许多的麦穗,
we lose many of our
fruit. 我们需要主把更多的旨意启示给我,
we need the Lord to give us even more revelation.
有许多事我们不明白,
oftentimes we don't understand.
但在什么地方你能明白神的旨意?
But where can you understand the will of God? Where can you receive revelation? There's a special place. And that is at the feet of Boaz. You understand that? Here's a very important point. If you are lying down, you confess that you are a maid, brothers and sisters. Now Boaz is going to give you revelation. Then you understand what you need to do. So the mother-in-law was telling the daughter-in-law, how can you receive revelation? You need revelation to go on. You need revelation to receive rest.
好了,
if you read on,
第六节,
verse 6,
路德就下到场上,
so she went down to the threshold floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law had commanded her. When Boaz had eaten and drunk,
心里欢畅,
and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of grain,
路德便悄悄来掀开他脚上的被,
and she came secretly and uncovered his feet,
躺卧在那,
and lay down.
到了夜半,
and it happened in the middle of the night,
忽然惊醒,
that the man was startled,
翻过身来,
and bent forward.
不料有女子躺在他的脚下,
and behold, a woman was lying at his feet.
我再说,
let me repeat,
这一切都是脚前,
this is all a story at the feet.
路德躺在他的脚下,
Ruth rested at his feet,
其他的仆人躺在他脚下,
just like all the other servants.
你看见吗?
You see that?
那么在这个时候,
at this time, she said,
你是谁?
He said,
回答说, 我是你的婢女, Luder,
who are you? And she said, answered, I'm Ruth, your maid.
求你用你的衣襟遮盖我,
so spread your covering over your maid.
那不要忘记,
don't forget,
这里的衣襟,
this covering,
这个字在第二章已经用过了,
it was already used in chapter 2.
你懂吗?
Do you understand that?
就是因为这一章第二章用过了,
because this word was already used in chapter 2.
你知道这里是什么意思?
You know what this means here.
你明白没有?
You see that?
所以弟兄姊妹一个最正确的解释,
the most accurate explanation,
你用神的话来解释神的话,
use the word of God to interpret the word of God.
你不要跑到新约去找,
don't go to the New Testament to find it.
第二章就有了,
you have it in chapter 2.
那么这里说, 你用你的衣襟遮盖我,
so spread your covering over your maid.
这个衣襟这个字在第二章已出现了,
this word already appeared in chapter 2,
第十二节,
verse 12,
第二章十二节,
chapter 2 verse 12,
愿耶和华照你所行的赏赐你,
may the Lord reward your work.
你要投靠耶和华以色列神的翅膀下,
and your wages be full from the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to seek refuge.
那里的衣襟在原文就是翅膀,
now the covering there is in the original is the word wings.
这里说求你用你的翅膀来遮盖我,
so use your wings to cover me.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
路德是来到了神的翅膀底,
Ruth has come under the wings of God.
波阿斯的衣襟就是,
the covering of Boaz is the wings of God. Don't forget,
我们说过,
we already said,
神的翅膀在哪里?
Where are the wings of God?
在圣殿里,
it's in the temple.
是在至圣所里,
it's in the Holy of Holies.
至圣所里面, 你知道在约柜上面有这个, 有记录伯,
in the Holy of Holies, you find the two cherubim.
那个云头记录伯的翅膀就代表神的翅膀,
and the wings of the cherubim are the wings of God.
谁来到神的翅膀?
Whoever comes to the wings of God,
谁就来, 谁就来到了约柜,
people have come to the ark,
谁来了至圣所,
it's come to the Holy of Holies.
神就能够离开神, 不能够吃, 那就是与神最亲近的地方,
and that is the closest place to the presence of God.
弟兄姊,
brothers and sisters,
路德觉得我来到迦南美地,
Ruth felt that she came to the line of Canaan.
但主耶稣, 但是波阿斯怎么解释呢?
What did Boaz explain?
他说, 愿耶华照你所行的赏赐你,
so may the Lord bless you according to what you have done.
你撇下了你的父母,
you have left your parents,
离开了你的本地,
you have left your land,
你紧紧跟着你拿阿米,
you have followed your mother-in-law.
愿你照愿耶华照你所行的赏赐你,
may the Lord reward your work.
路德做了这么多,
Ruth did so much.
他不只得到恩典,
she not only received grace,
现在,
Now she wants to receive a reward. Chapter 2 speaks about grace. Chapter 3 speaks of reward. You see that? We thought that grace is enough. Is it not? But no, but Boaz said, may the Lord reward your work. When we obey God's commandments, when we are united with His will, this is what we did. So that's what Boaz said. May the Lord reward your work. Where do you come to? This is Boaz's explanation. May you be under the wings of whom you have come to seek refuge. You not only come to the land of Canaan, you come into the presence of God, you come to the Holy of Holies, you come under the wings of God. There, and may your wages be full from the Lord. At the feet of the Lord, in the Holy of Holies, that is where we receive the reward. If you read the Old Testament, you discover it's very interesting. How did the Bible describe the ark? Now, in the Holy of Holies, there's the ark. How did the Holy Spirit explain the ark? If you read Psalms, we read the Old Testament, the Bible tells us. Now, the ark in the Bible is the footstool of God. Is the place where God rests His feet. What does that mean? When you come to the temple, you come to the Holy of Holies, you come to before the Ark of the Covenant. What does that mean? Is the place where God places His feet. If it's the place where He places His feet, when you come to the Holy of Holies, you come under the wings of God, you come before the feet of God. You understand that? Our God is in heaven. His throne is on in heaven. But as if He has a pair of very long legs. This long legs represents His presence. His presence extends all the way down to earth. But my feet need a place to rest. So His footstool is the ark. So He places His feet upon the ark. Now, every time the people have come before Israel, they come to the Holy of Holies, they come before the ark. What does it mean? They come before the feet of God. You see that? Now they come before the feet of God. This is the story of Ruth. Where is Ruth? Ruth is at the feet of Boaz. Now you understand? May you cover me with your wings. What is the story? She comes under the wings of God. Comes to the Holy of Holies. Brothers and sisters, here is the place that she receives the revelation. Let me repeat, brothers and sisters. Only when we come into the depths of our spirit, when you come to the Holy of Holies, brothers and sisters, here on the one hand, the Holy Spirit will bring us to the threshold of the Lord. On the other hand, He brings us before the feet of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, at this time, you see what kind of position do we have? We are the maid of God. Because we're at His feet. Because we're at His feet. So may you cover me with your wings. Now you understand? If we have chapter 2, then we can understand. Now Ruth wants to receive a reward. But first, she has to receive a revelation. Now, where she received revelation was at the feet of Boaz. The place where she received reward is also at the feet of Boaz. So at this time, so you see how did Boaz respond? When we come before the feet of God, brothers and sisters, don't forget. It is our blessing. Don't forget. Chapter 2. Where did that happen? It was in the field of Boaz. To glean in the field. study the Bible,
祷告,
pray.
好不好呢?
Is it good?
太好了,
it's wonderful.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this is where we receive grace. But chapter 3, you improve. We come before the presence of the Lord. We come face to face with the Lord. On the one hand, we say, we are your maid. How do we start serving? How can we have the energy to serve brothers and sisters? Start from the feet. Brothers and sisters, do you see that? Only at the feet of the Lord can we say we are your servant. Here you receive revelation. You'll know how to serve.
And don't
forget, when you come under the wings of God, you cannot not receive a reward. Brothers and sisters, after Ruth came to the land of Canaan, she came for that evening. Very important night. Brothers and sisters, today we are so busy. How often do we spend our time at his feet? We say we are the servant of God. Do we have time to study the Bible? Do we have time to have close fellowship with him? When you come before his feet, did you discover that pair of feet is different from all other feet? Because that pair of feet is the nail pierced. Now the nail scar speaks of the love of the cross. You say, Lord, because of this love, I'm willing to follow you all of my life. So that's why I've become your maid. I'm now nobody else's maid. I'm nobody else's servant. I'm not there as a paid worker. I am not here as a paid worker because I'm before you. Your love has conquered me. I don't have another way to go. The love of the cross moves us. Brothers and sisters, you say, I'm your maid Ruth. I want to serve you all of my life. Brothers and sisters, you understand that? Ruth never imagined she would come at the feet of Boaz. You understand that? I can just be a maid, that's enough. May you cover me with your wings. When you cover me with your wings, on the one hand, I receive revelation. On the other hand, I receive a reward. Brothers and sisters, this is the improvement of a believer.
From
chapter 2, improve to chapter 3. Now what we see, what is Boaz's response?
And
she said, spread your wings over me, your maid, for you are a close relative.
那伯阿斯说,
Boaz said,
女儿, 愿你蒙耶和华赐福, 你末后的恩比先前更大。
May you be blessed of the Lord, my daughter. You have shown your last kindness to be better than the first.
你看见吗? 第二章是先前的恩。
Chapter 2 was the first.
第三章是末后的恩典。
Chapter 3 is the latter grace.
你末后的恩典要比先前更大。
Your last kindness is greater than the first kindness.
因为少年无论贫富你都没有跟从。
Because you have not gone after young men.
女儿啊,
but the verse before,
现在你不要惧怕。
And now, my daughter, do not fear.
凡你所说的,
I will do for you whatever you ask.
我本城的人都知道你是个贤德的女子。
For all my people in the city know that you are a woman of excellence.
我实在是一个你至今的亲属。
Now, it is true, I am a close relative.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, do you understand that?
在这里我再说,
let me repeat.
那因着拿俄米的帮助,
now, because of the help of Naomi,
今天因着圣灵的启示,
because of the revelation of the Holy Spirit,
也是根据神的话,
according to the word of God,
当你来到主教前,
when you come to the feet of the Lord,
你不光是哀求,
you're not there pleading.
你乃是根据神已经完成的工作,
you are there according to the finished work of the Lord.
你在主的脚前说, 愿你的翅膀遮盖我, 因为你是我至今的亲属。
At the feet of the Lord you said, may you spread your wings over me, for you are a close relative.
我们要解释什么叫至今的亲属。
We have to explain what is a close relative.
但这里波阿斯给我们看, 告诉我们说,
Now, Boaz is telling us.
他说我本城的人都知道你是个贤德的女子。
It says, Boaz said, we all know that you are a woman, I know that you are a woman of excellence.
那不要忘记了,
Don't forget.
这个贤德这个字啊,
a woman of excellence.
和 the man of the wealth, 大财主是同样一个字。
It's the same word as the man of wealth.
A
man of wealth represents a riches.
这里说贤德的女子,
Here's a woman of excellence.
在希伯来语文是同样的一个字。
In the Hebrew, it's the same word.
你怎么形容波阿斯,
How you describe Boaz, you describe Ruth.
你明白吗?
You now you understand?
本城的人,
it's of some of the city,
世界的人,
of the world.
你看见没有?
You see that? How people describe our Lord, they describe us.
这什么意思?
What is this?
你蒙了许多的恩典,
receive much grace.
你就磨成神儿子的形象,
you have to conform to the image of God.
弟兄们,你看见吗?
You see that?
在你身上人家看见基督的荣耀,
and you people see the glory of Christ,
基督的忍耐,
the patience of Christ. The gentleness of Christ, the humbleness of Christ, brothers and sisters.
只要看你怎么形容波阿斯，人就怎么形容路德。
How you describe Boaz, people describe Ruth as well.
现在你看见吗?
So now you see,
来到主脚前的路德,
when you come before the feet of the Lord, Ruth,
渐渐磨成波阿斯的形容,
slowly Ruth has been conformed to the image of Boaz.
他说你是个贤德的女子,
so you're a woman of excellence.
我实在是你一个至亲的亲人。
Now it is true, I am your close relative or redeemer. No, however, you're right.
你女儿啊，你不要惧怕。
Yes, do not fear.
凡你所说的，我必照着行。
I will do for you whatever you ask.
稀奇不稀奇。
Isn't it amazing?
在主的脚前。
At the feet of the Lord.
凡路德所说的,
whatever Ruth asks,
我还是要照着来做。
Boaz has to do it.
原因在哪？
Why?
因为这背后,
because behind it you have an important story. This is a turning point in the book of Ruth.
至亲的亲属什么意思?
What does it mean, kinsman or close relative?
那么如果你懂得一点旧约的故事的,
if you understand the Old Testament,
你晓得说, 当神把以色列人带到迦南美地区,
is when God brought the people of Israel to the land of Canaan.
神的意思要他们承受那个地作,
God wants them to inherit that land as their inheritance.
所以他们不光是得着那块地,
so they not only receive that land,
可以耕种那块地,
they can till that land,
而且一块地是他们的,
and they can claim that land as their own.
所以神怎么说呢?
So what did God say?
你不可以卖这块地,
you cannot sell this land.
这块地是神的赏赐,
this land is the reward of God.
结果在这个卖这块地,
so in that land it produced milk and honey.
所以人只要在迦南地,人不应该贫穷的。
So if people are in the land of Canaan, they shouldn't be poor.
但如果像以比米勒,像拿俄米一样,
but if they're like Elimelech and Naomi,
结果他卖了那块地,
and then they sold that land,
因为他变穷了,
because they became poor.
他是满满的出去,空空的回来,
they went out full but returned empty.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在怎么生活呢?
Now how do they live?
地是不可以卖的,
they can't sell the land. But they sold that land.
那什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
你虽然脚在踩在迦南美地,
if you're standing upon the land of Canaan,
你享受了福音的好处,
you enjoyed the blessing of the gospel, but the problem is,
你把你弟弟卖了,
when you sold that land,
那么所有的土产你就得不到享受,
so you cannot receive of the abundance of the land.
这些都是神给你的,
this is what God gave you.
但是你不要忘记,
but don't forget,
当你把地卖了,
when you sold the land, you became poor. So this is the story of Naomi. When Naomi returned, she came back empty handed. Now we want to ask, now if Naomi sold the land, is it possible? Is it possible Naomi to gain back that land? This is very important. After we're saved, sometimes we will sell our land. We will sell out ourselves.
你看有许多时候,
we will sell our own testimony short. We're just like Naomi.
我们像伊比米勒一样,
we're just like Elimelech.
我们体贴肉体,
we are mindset on the flesh.
我是三个死亡,
then three deaths,
三个寡妇,
three widows.
这是悲剧,
this is a tragedy.
你说你们要救自己的性命,
the Lord said if you save your own life, you will lose your own life.
弟兄姊妹, 现在我们要问,
We left. Do we still have hope? Do we have a chance to return?
你懂吗?
You understand? If you study the book of Ruth, there's two lines.
如果你注意路德的话,
if you pay attention to Ruth, that line is a line of process of growth.
你明白吗?
You see that?
她本来是外邦的女子,
she used to be a Gentile woman.
现在是十岁的女子,
now it's a gleaning woman.
现在我是婢女,
now she's a maid.
到了第四章与波阿斯联合,
chapter 4, she's united with Boaz. Became the wife of Boaz.
你看从外邦女子,
so from a Gentile woman
到十岁女子,
to a gleaning woman
到婢女,
to a maid
到妻子,
to a wife.
你看见这里面的进步吗?
You see the process of growth? It's clear that it's a step going up.
但是我们要记得,
but let us remember. But we have to remember something. For Ruth, it's an improvement. But there's another line. There's another important factor in the book of Ruth. The book of Ruth speaks of a believer. How he grows up.
那么哪里呢?
How about Naomi? It speaks of about someone that already knows God, already knows the will of God. But she failed.
她软弱了,
she became weak.
她拣选了摩亚地,
she chose Moab.
她拣选了肉体,
she chose the flesh.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
她的拣选,
her choice
和路德拣选刚好相反的,
is opposite to the choice of Ruth.
你看见没有?
You see that?
因着他们拣选肉体,
because she chose the flesh,
你的肉体的就是死,
the mindset on the flesh is death.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
她就失去了救恩的快乐,
she lost the joy of her salvation. But now in
what happened?
Is it possible for you to restore that? Can her inheritance be restored? Now she came back empty handed. She had nothing. Brothers and sisters, she shouldn't have nothing. Every people of Israel should have the riches of Canaan. But because of that, she sold her land. When can she take back that land? When you take back the land, in the Old Testament, it speaks about redeeming the land. But not everyone can redeem the land. You understand that? You need a redeemer to redeem the land. This is your redeemer. You see that?
But
what right do you have to be a redeemer? He needs to be a close relative. Where is this Bible verse?
我们很快读一下,
we'll read it quickly.
那就是利未记25章,
that is in Leviticus chapter 25, verse
23.
The land, moreover, shall not be sold permanently, for the land is mine.
你们在我面前是客旅, 是寄居的,
for you are but aliens and sojourners with me.
在你们所得为业的全地,
for every piece of your property,
也要准人将地赎回,
you are to provide for the redemption of the land.
你的弟兄若渐渐贫乏,
if a fellow countryman of yours becomes so poor,
卖了几分地业,
he has to sell part of his property,
他至近的亲属,
then his nearest kinsman is to come and buy back his relative in full. You understand that? If you lose your land today, you need a redeemer to redeem back that land. Not anyone has the right to redeem the land. You have to have a kinsman. This close relative becomes your redeemer. He's your kinsman redemer.
你明白吗?
You understand that? Then he has the right to redeem this land. If you take back this land, then Naomi's hands are no longer empty. Naomi can enjoy all the riches that God has provided. She can say, there's a land that's mine. And it's also my descendants. The brothers and sisters.
明白吗?
You understand that? The problem is this. You not only have the land, you have another problem.
明白吗?
You understand that?
来这个,
You need descendants to inherit this land. So if you just redeemed the land, if you don't have descendants, just like Abraham, your house is big, your inheritance is full, all of this land is yours. But don't forget, but you need descendants to inherit that land. If you do not have descendants, everything is empty. So you see that? Today the story of Ruth.
不光是一个人,
it's not someone has sold the land. There are three widows left. The two widows came back to Canaan.
怎么生活呢?
How do they live? They need someone to redeem the land. They can enjoy the land. But the problem is this.
两个寡妇,
the two widows.
没有后裔,
no children.
让请问,
so after they passed away, that land is there. But whose name is it going to be placed upon
there?
Every land needs to have a name attached to
it.
Any one of the people of Israel should have their own land to enjoy. This land is part of their family. That family has another name. Why that family name? When you speak about the land of Canaan, it is shared by everyone. When you speak about Christ, it's shared by everyone. But don't forget, especially when you experience Christ, there's a part that you can say it's mine. Jehovah is my inheritance. So brothers and sisters, this is very clear here. You see that? So God has a provision here. He has to prepare a kinsman redeemer to redeem back the land for Naomi. But Naomi's problem is not resolved. Even if you redeem back that land, if you do not have sons and daughters, what do you do? So that's why in Deuteronomy chapter 25,
Verse 5.
When brothers live together and one of them dies and has no son, the wife of the deceased shall not be married outside the family to a strange man. Her husband's brother shall go into her and take her to himself as wife and perform the duty of a husband's brother to her.
第六节,
Verse 6.
妇人生的长子必归死兄的名下, 免得他的名在以色列中涂抹了。
And it shall be that that firstborn whom she bears shall assume the name of his dead brother, that his name may not be blotted out from Israel.
现在你看见吗? 在神的话语里面,
in the word of God,
有两个预备,
there are two provisions.
但这两个预备都是需要有人都要有人出来做的。
So you need these two provisions, you need someone to do it.
你看见这里有一个至亲的亲属,
now there is a kinsman.
他就娶他这里有一个这个他就尽了他弟兄的本分。So
he has entered the responsibility of being his brother.
结果就娶了这个结果就娶了死人的妻。And
to take her to himself, take her to himself as wife.
那么使他的哥哥免得在他的名在以色列中间被涂抹了。
That his name may not be blotted out from Israel.
所以这是旧约神老早预备好。
So this is the provision of God in the Old Testament. Don't forget, this is the Old Testament. So when these things did occur in the Old Testament, so they had these two provisions and rules. First, you need a kinsman redeemer. The second, this kinsman redeemer needs to bring in descendants. So because of these descendants, then the name will not be blotted out in Israel. So now you understand. When you come to the book of Ruth, it's the union of these two verses. Don't
forget.
路德能够失去麦穗,
now, for Ruth to be able to glean in the field, because she read the Word of God. Ruth could say, you are my kinsman redeemer. Now, she said that according to the Word of God. So remember this, brothers and sisters. Now, according to the Word of God, is not there pleading woefully. You are proclaiming the promise that the Lord already made. So we can return to Ruth chapter 3. So we'll return to it. Ruth chapter 3.
所以他说, 第九节,
Verse 9.
求你用你的, 翅膀遮盖我,
so spread your covering or your wings over your maid, for you are a kinsman redeemer.
然后波阿斯告诉他说,
so then Boaz said, he said, indeed, I am a kinsman redeemer.
他也告诉路德说,
however,
他也告诉路德说,
He also said,
不要惧怕,
凡你所说的, I said, now my daughter, do not fear, I will do for you whatever you ask.
凡你所说的,
why will I do whatever you ask? Because what you ask is what God has already spoken.
你明白吗?
You see that?
当我们在主脚前的时候,
when we are at the feet of the Lord,
你看见没有? 我们在主面与主对话的时候,
when we are there having dialogue with the Lord,
你要认识神在圣经里, 你在神所有的预备,
you have to know all the provisions of God. The Lord already knew. God knew that when men fell, when men became weak, when they became poor, is it possible for them to be brought back? This line is the word, line of recovery. When you study the book of Ruth, on the one hand, you see how we grow up. But if we fail like Naomi, where is the work of recovery? Brothers and sisters, so this is the center of the whole story. So now the central point is this. Is Boaz willing to be the kinsman redeemer? Is he willing to become the kinsman redeemer? Naomi and Ruth both need a redeemer. You see that? Ruth needs a redeemer so that she could receive an inheritance. So Naomi needed a redeemer. Even though she returned empty handed. Now, brothers and sisters, one day she could be full again. Brothers and sisters, you see that? This is the story of Ruth.
那么好了,
but now,
现在,
now, does Boaz want to fulfill his promise? There's a problem.
第十二节,
Verse 12. It is true I am a close relative. However, there's a relative closer than I. So you spend a night here.
明早他若肯为你尽亲属的本分,
and when morning comes, if he will redeem you good, let him redeem you. But if he does not wish to redeem you, then I will redeem you. As the Lord lives, lie down until morning. Brothers and sisters, this is rest. You see that? It's not there pleading woefully. Now this is according to the word of Boaz. You can lie here.
换句话说,
in other words, you can rest at the feet of the Lord.
现在如果那个人不肯的话,
if that person is not willing, Boaz is willing.
所以到了天亮的时候,
so when the day
was,
when day came, Boaz brought six loaves of barley,
在肩上,
six measures of barley, and brought it into the city.
他就变, 然后呢, 他就变进城去了,
and then she went into the city.
那么然后呢,
and then Boaz said to her,
他说,
you should not go empty-handed to see your mother-in-law. You have to bring six measures of barley. Now, this six measures were in Ruth's possession. Quickly, it came into the hands of Naomi. This is very interesting.
Naomi 是两手空空。
Naomi was too empty-handed.
她去的时候，这个离开的时候满满的出去。
When she left full.
现在两手空空。
Now she came back empty-handed.
但是奇迹的。
But remember,
波阿斯把六个簸箕的大麦。就不光给了路德，也给了拿俄米。
So Boaz gave six measures of barley, not just to Ruth, but to Naomi.
六在圣经里面是不完全的数。
Six is an incomplete number in the Bible.
再加上一就是七。
If you add one, it's seven.
一代表神是七。
One represents God Himself.
请记得。
Brothers and sisters,
到了七就完全。
When you come to seven, you come to completeness.
现在事情还没有成功。
Now the things are not finished.
现在路德所得的是六，还不是七。
So now what Ruth received was six, not seven.
但最后他要满得赏赐。
But last.She will receive greater inheritance.
看到第四章的时候
Chapter 4.
你看那个一就加在六的上面
You add 1 to 6.
你明白吗
You understand that?
现在不只是路德满足了
Not only is Ruth satisfied.
等一等你看见说拿俄米也要满足
You see that Naomi will also be satisfied.
那现在到了第二天天亮的时候
So on the second day when the day was shown.
那波阿斯就到了路就到了这个城门口去
Boaz came and entered into the city gate.
你叫伯利恒的城门口是人来人往的地方
Now the city gate of Bethlehem, people come back and forth.
很多长老就在那里。
Many elders are there.
他们要断定许多的事。
They have to judge many things.
结果呢，波阿斯一大早就到城门去了。
So that in the morning, Boaz came into the city gate.
结果恰巧波阿斯所说的那个至亲的亲属从那里经过。
And that close relative that Boaz spoke of came by that gate.
某人呢，你来坐下。
He said, "Such and such, come here."
然后他也把十个长老就找来了。
Sit down and had the elders sit down as well.
这个时候呢。他知道这个人才真正是至亲的亲属。
So then they knew that this was indeed the closest relative.
他是比波阿斯还要亲的。
He was even closer than Boaz.
所以他应该先赎才对。
So he should have the first chance to redeem.
所以呢，他就告诉他说。
So he told him.
某某人呢
，such and such，
拿俄米把地卖掉了。
If Naomi sold the land，
那么你是至亲的亲属。
You are the closest relative.
你要当做这个长老的面前。
But for all the elders，
你如果肯赎的话
，if you're willing to redeem it，
你就赎。
You'll redeem it.
结果那个人回答说我肯赎。
He said, I am willing.
他愿意。
I will redeem it.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
这一点他办到了。
He could do this.
但等一等他办不到。
But the second point, he cannot do it.
他说凡是买这块地。
But anyone that buys this land.
就应该娶路德为妻。
Also need to acquire Ruth the Moabitess's wife.
结果那个人两次说我不能赎我不能赎。
So that person said, I cannot redeem it. I cannot redeem it twice.
当他在十个见证人面前说我不能赎的时候。
When before the ten elders, she said, I cannot redeem them.
波阿斯就成就照着他的应许。
So Boaz, according to his promise,
最后他不光赎了拿俄米那块地。
He not only redeemed the land of Naomi,
他也娶了路德的妻子。
He also married Ruth as a wife.
他们生下了俄贝德。
They bore Obed.
俄贝德就接过那块地。
Obed took over that land as his inheritance.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
现在我们要问
Now we want to ask,
那个人是谁
Who is Obed?
某某人到底是谁
such, Who is the such and
such? 为什么他不能输
Why couldn't he
redeem? 为什么瓜要等到他输了以后他才输他不肯输他才输
Why did Boaz redeem only after this redeemer couldn't redeem?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们的主是至亲的亲
Our Lord is the closest relative.
为什么
Why?
两千年前他道成肉身
2000 years ago he was the word that became flesh
他因为道成肉身有我们的肉身
because he was the word that became flesh had our flesh
所以他是我们至亲的亲属
so he is our kinsman redeemer
他可以救赎我们
he can save us
这是没有问题的
there's no problem with that
但是我们要问
but one ask
谁是比他更靠近我们
who is even closer to him than us
你明白吗
you see that
自从亚当到现在
Even from Adam until now
不止六千年了
Not just 6,000 years
所以在我们身上
So in us
有一个人是比我们的主更靠近我们
So there is another man that is closer to us
主耶稣道成肉身只有两千年
The Lord Jesus became flesh only 2,000 years
但是我们在亚当里面已几千年几万年
But in Adam is thousands of years 10,000 of years
所以请记得
So remember
有一个人比我们的主更靠近我们
There is someone that is closer to us than our Lord
那是谁呢
Who is that
那就是我们的肉体
That is our flesh
那就是我们的自己
That is ourselves
请记得
Remember
这个时候我们的主要等到 我们说我不能赎。
So the Lord is waiting for us to say, I cannot redeem it, I cannot redeem it.
这个时候我们的主就做了我们的救赎。
Then at this point, then the Lord becomes a redeemer.
明白吗?
You understand that?
当一个人要淹死的时候,
when someone is going to drown,
你看见你不能马上去救他,
you cannot save him immediately.
这是非常危险的,
it's very dangerous.
你要等到他不行了,
you have to only wait
放弃希望了,
until he gives up all hope.
这个时候你拯救他,
this time you can save him.
所以请记住,
so brothers and sisters,
我们的主是我们自己的主,
our Lord is our kinsman redeemer.
但是我们的己比我们更近,
but the self is even closer to us.
但是我们要问,
but we are
not asking, 能叫这些恢复过来吗?
Can we recover ourselves?
有可能,
is it possible?
我们能不能救赎呢? 我们不能,
can we redeem ourselves? We can.
所以我们说我们不能, 我们不能说了两次,
we say we cannot.
这个时候波阿斯就
So this time Boaz, according to his own word,
结果就在众人的面前,
so before all men,
他就娶了路德做他的,
he married Ruth as his wife.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这就是路德记最后的结局,
this is the conclusion of the book of Ruth.
那现在问题在这里,
the problem is this,
圣经告诉我们这个后来生了个儿子名叫厄贝德,
and then they bore a son named Obed.
那些妇人们就对拿俄米说了,
and the woman said,
耶和华是应当称颂的,
it said, Jehovah ought to be blessed,
因为今日没有撇下你使你无至敬的亲,
was not left you without a kinsman redeemer today,
愿这孩子在以色列中得名声,
and may his name become famous in Israel,
他必提起你的精神,
and may be restorer of your life,
奉养你的老,
and sustainer of your old age,
因为是爱慕你的那儿妇所生的,
for your daughter-in-law who loves you and is better than you than seven sons has given birth to him. Then Naomi took the child and laid him in her lap.
请记得,
remember,
她本来抱的是六簸箕大麦,
before she held in her hands 6 measures of barley, is no longer empty. That barley was given to her by Boaz.
弟兄姊妹, brothers,
if you meet our Lord,
你不会再虚空,
you will no longer be empty and void. Everything was empty and void. When you failed, everything was empty. Now 6 measures of barley. But thank the Lord. But because our Lord is the kinsman redeemer,
最后呢,
finally, so what Naomi bore in her hands was the Obed, brothers and sisters. It's not 6 measures of barley, it's Obed. So in the inheritance that Naomi was, had redeemed, whose name was upon there? The name of Obed.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
你看见吗?
You see that?
这就是神怎么叫拿俄米恢复的?
This is how God restored Naomi.
那不光对,
not only that,
根据波阿斯的解释,
according to the explanation of Boaz,
路德撇下了所有,
Ruth left all.
二人来看她的路, 乃是绝路,
from man's perspective, that way that she took was the way of death,
她愿意,
was a way of hopelessness. But she was willing to take up her cross and follow the Lord. She was willing to be united with the will of God.
结果根据波阿斯的断言,
now according to Boaz's determination,
但愿神照着他所行的,
may the Lord bless you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
reward you with your work.
等到他来到主的脚前,
when he came, she came before the feet of the Lord.
等到路德来到神的翅膀前,
when she came under the wings of God.
最后他满得赏赐,
now she's full of the reward.
这不是指六簸箕的大麦,
no longer just 6 measures.
六是个不完全的,
6 is an incomplete number.
但是最后一加上去了,
the, another one is added to that.
那个赏赐是谁?
Well, who is that reward?
那个赏赐不是六簸箕的大麦,
that reward is not the 6 measures.
那个赏赐,
that reward
was
is Boaz himself.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们今天满得神的赏赐,
we have received the reward of God.
谁是我们的赏赐?
Who is our reward?
基督就是我们的赏赐,
Christ is our reward.
当我们连于基督,
when we are united with Christ, 弟兄姊妹, brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
You see that?
这是我们所得的最大的赏赐,
this is our greatest reward.
感谢主,
brother, thank the Lord.
你不只失去一些的零碎,
you not only receive some fragments,
你不只失去一点恩典,
you not just receive some grace.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
你要看见主拯救我们到
You see, the Lord saves us to such a point. He wants to become our kinsman redeemer. What does that mean? He wants to bring us blessing.
最后呢,
in the end, we can be united with Christ. First is to be united with the will of God. And then united with the fullness of God. United with all the saints. Chapter 4. United with Christ. Now Ruth could be united with Boaz.
亲爱的弟兄,
brothers and sisters,
你想想看,
you think about it. Before Ruth was walking back and forth in the field, she can say, oh, how rich Boaz is. The owner of this farm is so rich. I just take a little bit of the wheat. What such person have I become?
弟兄姊妹,
that, this is the feeling of Ruth, right?
等到他这个与这个波阿斯结婚了以后,
but after she married Boaz,
你想想看,
think about it.
她也许重新回到农场,
maybe she returned to the field.
她记得当初在哪里是去卖醉的,
she remembers where she used to glean the same field.
但她现在怎么感觉呢?
But what is her feeling now?
她要说,
so this is all Boaz.
波阿斯真是富有啊,
Boaz is all full.
这些整个都是他的,
all of the field belongs to Boaz.
她可以加上一句话,
but she can add another phrase. All this fullness belongs to Boaz. But this fullness is also mine. Blessed are they who are poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of the heavens.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这什么意思?
What does that mean?
背后的故事,
the story behind
it
is the story of the union with Christ. The end of Judges, you say that there is no king. Israel had no king. Everyone did what was right in his eyes. But the ending of Ruth, Obed was Torbe was born Jesse, and to Jesse David. David is a king after God's own heart. Without Ruth,
没有波阿斯,
no Boaz,
没有大卫,
there will be no David.
所以大卫的产生,
so the birth of David was because Ruth had a vow. She had a vow towards the will of God. She's united with the fullness of Christ, united with all the saints,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters. Then all that belongs to Christ belongs to her.
不光这样,
not only that,
现在,
Now, amongst the people of Israel, there is a king. Thank the Lord. The true king is Jesus Christ himself. So she became a great-great-great-grandmother of the Lord Jesus himself. Brothers and sisters, because of Ruth, not only did she bring forth David, from David, you come to Christ.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这就是整本的路德,
this is the whole book of Ruth.
这就给我们看见,
that shows us
一个基督徒,
a Christian, how he is saved. Even if you fail like Naomi, thank the Lord. Our Lord is not just a redeemer.
不光是savior,
he's also our redeemer.
所有我们失去的,
all that we have lost,
他都能赎回,
he can redeem back.
不光如此,
not only that,
就着路德来说,
from Ruth's perspective,
这样的一位救赎主,
this savior,
在他的脚前,
this redeemer, and she is at her feet.
他告诉我们说,
she tells us,
我真的是你至今的亲属,
I am indeed your kinsman redeemer. But I have to wait.
我要等到你自己说我投降,
I have to wait until you say I give up.
我要等到你自己说我不能输, 我不能输,
you have to say I cannot redeem, I cannot redeem.
现在我们的主做我们的救赎,
now our Lord can redeem, become our redeemer. Brothers and sisters,
等到你与基督联合的时候,
when you are united with Christ,
你就看见说,
you find that
这一切都不是你做的,
all of this is not what you did.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
这就是整本的路德,
this is the whole book of Ruth.
但愿圣灵把这些话赏给,
may the Holy Spirit give us all of these words.
我们今天早, 我们这次用了三个晚上,
three sessions this time. We saw the book of Ruth. I wish that all of you would go back. Either through the CD or you download the messages. I hope that you study the book of Ruth a few more times. Then you'll discover that in this book, you see yourself just like Ruth. You see yourself just like Naomi. But brothers and sisters, what is our hope? Our hope is in
Boaz.
He is a kinsman redeemer. He was the one who the Word became flesh. So he has the right to become a redeemer.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, we have left all to follow him. From man's perspective,
it's
lost. From man's perspective, it's the end. But this is the way to glory.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, at the feet of the Lord, we may receive a full reward of God. You see, in the end, our greatest reward in the end is not the crown that we receive in the future. Our greatest reward is that we may be united with Christ. Brothers and sisters, our reward is nothing else. It's Jesus Christ Himself. So Paul said, I have already gained Christ as my reward. I count all things as lost in order to gain Christ.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this is the whole book of Ruth.
但愿主祝福他自己,
may the Lord bless His own word.
我们低头祷,
let us bow with a word of prayer.
亲爱主,
dear Lord, we do thank You. You gathered us here. Even though we don't have the heart to listen to
this
word, but You have a heart to give us these words.
我们没有准备来接受你的恩典以前,
before we were prepared to receive Your grace, You already prepared to give Your grace.
我们是空手的来,
we came empty handed.
我们感谢你,
thank You, Lord.
因为你的话,
because of Your word, we can return full. May many people be born just for this weekend. May Your word delegate our whole lives. May we be like Ruth.
不止做一个十岁的,
not just to be a gleaner in the field, to experience the fullness of Christ. May we be united with the will of God, united with the fullness of Christ, united with all the saints, and with united with Christ. This is indeed a glorious gospel. You're not only just our Savior, you're also our kinsman redeemer. We give You thanks and praise. We pray this in Jesus' dear name.
Amen.
Amen.